welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The blue and gold of the Kentucky FFA are taking over Rupp Arena during the state FFA convention. State FFA Association Executive Secretary Matt Colliff says a diverse crowd of students will be joined by advisors and other supporters at this year's convention.
We're expecting about 1,700 FFA members to descend on Lexington, Kentucky for the 90th State FFA Convention. We'll have several hundred advisors and guests and judges and so forth, and we expect total attendance to be somewhere between 2,700 and 2,800.
Colliff says a big part of the state convention are awards and contests.
It's a chance for our members to come together and exhibit their skills in our state career development event finals and leadership development event finals. Also, to be rewarded for their hard work throughout the year, we give out tons and tons of awards on stage. We'll run something over 1,000 students will be recognized on stage. We recognize our state FFA degree recipients, which is the highest degree that we give in Kentucky FFA.
He notes there will be a number of special speakers and events this year.
John Paul Gonzalez coming to be our keynote speaker this year. He's a nationally known speaker, and we're just very excited about him. We have National FFA Officer Ridge Hughbanks from Oklahoma, who's going to be with us for the convention. I also have a concert this year with Dylan Carmichael, who's a former Kentucky FFA member from Boyle County and a pretty up-and-coming country music star, so we're excited to have Dylan with us.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Kentucky FFA Association Executive Secretary Matt Colliff says former ag teachers will be recognized during the Ag Teachers Change Lives program.
We're recognizing Lanny Fisk, who taught for years at Marshall County, Daniel Hale, who was at Trigg County, Marion Higgs, who was at Grayson County, James Ladd, who was at Muhlenberg for a couple years, and then Trigg for most of his career, and then also Dr. Tony Brandon from Murray State. So that's kind of an all-star group.
And he says FFA members will elect a new set of officers during the convention.
We get our officers trained, and then we send them off on their way. So we'll be saying goodbye to 12 really great state FFA officers this year, and we'll be electing a slate of 12 new ones who will serve for the 2019-2020 school year. They'll be from all across the state, and they'll travel tens of thousands of miles.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.